Good morning, Thunder Bay. You are now dialed into the Thunderwolves sports feed.
Well, good morning, and welcome to this April 21st edition of the Thunderwolves sports feed here on CLU Radio 102.7 FM and LURadio.ca on the World Wide Web. It is certainly a pleasure to be with you this morning. And an even bigger pleasure to have a bona fide running professional in the booth with me this morning. We're going to get to that in just a minute. We're going to start things off with the track as we normally do. But anyway, it is in fact a Lakehead running coach, Kip Sigsworth, here to kick off this Thunderwolf Thursday here in the booth at 707 Oliver Road. And he's announcing his recruit for this week. There's more to come from him and the rest of our family of coaches, of course. And we're running it on Thunderwolf Thursdays here for the next couple of months. And yeah, we're going to get to those details and more in the next in the first half hour of the show. Kip's going to be with me, and then we're going to dive into some other sports news. Play a few tracks. Yeah, let's start with Time Flies from Joel Plaskett's Scrappy Happiness. All right, getting us started off this morning is Joel Plaskett from his Scrappy Happiness album, an artist both you and I appreciate, and of course I'm speaking with Coach Kip Sigsworth in the booth. Good morning, Kip.
Good morning, Hugh.
Scrappy album.
Scrappy. Excellent.
Yeah, and
As always, I
must thank you as well for this book, fresh off the press, Nowhere With You, The East Coast Anthems of Joel Plaskett, The Emergency, and Thrush Hermit.
And Thrush Hermit.
By Josh O'Kane. Thrush Hermit, of course, being the kind of first commercial incarnation of Joel Plaskett's music.
It's true, yes.
I'm pretty excited.
I thought you would appreciate it.
I'm already working. I don't know. You would think a person in a writing communications type of job would be, you know, what you call a voracious reader.
Voracious. Great word.
That's the only time I hear it used, yes, when people are reading, as if it's, you know, you're devouring a book.
Right.
But I'm not.
No, really.
I do enjoy it. Like it's sort of like one of those things. You do it and you feel great.
Yeah.
But
you just don't do it enough.
Just don't do it enough.
Well, maybe this will get you back into the...
I hope so. I'm working
on the horse, so to speak.
I'm working on two books right now.
Oh, dear. Working on a third.
Yeah. So I think this is just going to push me to at least finish one of those.
Right. Just to throw in another food analogy. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
War and Peace, not a good place to start.
Ooh.
No.
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 No, I don't know. I don't think I made it past page 3 of that
one. I haven't even attempted it, so...
Anyhow, it is, of course, Thunderwolf Thursday today, Kip. So
yes,
thank you for joining us. And this is your, I mean, we're going through it kind of team by team,
mm-hmm.
But this is your first edition,
yes,
of Thunderwolf Thursday, which is every Thursday from now until, let's say, June or July,
mm-hmm.
We're going to be announcing the newest Thunderwolves to join the Lakehead U family here. And yours today is a special one because it's a local runner, one,
yep,
that you've, you know, I can imagine you've probably worked with for 3, 4, 5 years already now.
Yeah.
Through the club program.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Hammarskjöld High School. Why don't I give you the honors and let you announce your recruit?
Yeah, it's Derek Patterson, and as you said, it's pretty exciting. He's the first recruit we've had that's come through our entire system. So he started in the sport in our elementary school program, running with Tony Pucci, who did a great job with that program. And then he moved on to our high school program with Sharon Komar. And then the last almost year, he's been training with the varsity guys. So he's very familiar to us, and we're very familiar to him and his running. And, it's great when, you know, you have a kid come into the system and develop and then decide that, you know, he's gonna hang around and be here for another 4 or 5 years. So we're excited.
It's just great to see athletes being able to bridge you know, their athletic aspirations, of course, with their academic aspirations. I think he's going into the Faculty of Science, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Science. Oh, I should have practiced this before I came. It's physics with a specialization in like biomedicine. I don't know the exact name of the program, but it's one of the SMART programs.
A very bright team that you have.
Tends to be, yeah. 10 runners tend to be fairly serious about their academics, and Derek certainly is that. He's a an excellent student, and again has chosen a program that is going to be challenging for him, but I think something that he relishes the challenge and you know looks for that. So
yes, I'm just grabbing my notes here. Honors in physics with a major concentration in biomedical physics.
Biomedical physics, that's pretty close.
So I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, that's sort of working on like advanced knee braces, like biomedical physics, like dealing with the movement of the body and creating, you know, technology.
Could be.
Basically creating cyborgs, I think.
Yeah, cyborgs. Well, that could be our second recruit announcement.
Baby steps. Yeah. He's going to create more runners for
more
you,
runners,
cyborg
more, yeah,
runners.
A whole cyborg team. Yes, that's really the plan. So,
and they're really smart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, as smart as they're programmed to be. So, yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, and a big shout out to Tony Pucci, of course. Mm-hmm. He's working in Ottawa now. He's in the political game, working with our local MP, Patty Hajdu.
Yes, he is.
But he's been a great influence, I think, on many yeah. young athletes and fellow athletes at Lake as well. I've had the pleasure of meeting him several times. So knowing that this young athlete has come up through the ranks with the help of Tony and others, Coach Sharon Comer. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine that you know we've got another very promising young athlete here suiting up for the Wolves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, in the release, we talked a little bit about Derek's academics, which are excellent. I mean, he's a pretty outstanding young man all the way around, and his running is very exciting. He was 14th at our Ontario Provincial Cross Country Championships at OFSA this fall, which is very, very big result for him. And he's had success in the track. His times in the track are excellent. And I think he's sort of only scratched the surface. I think he'll, you know, the potential is pretty much limitless there. Coachable kid, really hardworking. So I'm excited to see what he can do. And I think, you know, we had a number of athletes graduate next year and he'll have the opportunity this fall to step in and fill some of those people that have left while at the same time still having some veterans there to look up to and, mentor him a little bit. So yeah, I think he'll definitely have an impact next year and then moving forward. I think the future's pretty bright for Derek.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned some veteran leadership remaining on the team. I saw them running yesterday.
Yeah, we're still out there
around the fields. Yeah, no, it really is a year round, as most varsity sports should be.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There's always a couple of weeks here or there
right.
where you
absolutely
you, know,
you need that.
You need the recovery, in both physical and mental. But they were flying. They were flying yesterday. It was just it's like, wow. I watch them fly by. I'm like, they're really running fast. That's way faster than I could ever run. But
yeah.
With purpose.
Yes.
Do you feel like, Derek, I mean, it's obviously too early to make any great bold predictions. Is he more of a cross country guy or more of a track guy right now? Or
he seems to be sort of in the mold, and I don't know if that's the type of athlete we attract or I develop. But he is, I think his strengths lie in the longer distance stuff. So the track, the longest race on the track is 3000 meters cross country in university for him will be 10K. So I think, cross country is more what he's probably suited for. But that's not to say that I don't think he can have some real success on the track. But he's, you know, you have some kids that come in and have had great middle distance success and have great speed. Derek's not there. He's more of a grinder. And, you know, Opsa this year was an incredibly hilly, muddy course, and that was perfect for him. And that takes some of that track speed off the table and, you know, turns it into more of a, you know, who can grind and suffer the longest. And that's sort of where he's at. So, you know, sort of in the mold of a lot of the guys that we've had, in the last number of years.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a tough, rugged, team that we have, not unlike the terrain of Northwestern Ontario here. Yes. I think it sort of gives us an edge. I find more often than not, the big meets that we go to in Southern Ontario or wherever they may be, the CIS meet, that's the first week in November somewhere in Canada.
Yeah.
And that usually means it's not going to be sunny and bright and with no wind or precipitation.
Yeah, no, by the time that the championship meets roll around, end of October, second weekend in November for CIs, OUs and CIs, the weather can be pretty rough. And I mean, 2 years ago, CIs in Newfoundland was, you know, in 125 kilometer an hour wind gusts. So, you know, I think absolutely we don't expect it to be, we haven't trained all year in, you know, 20 degrees and sunny. We're ready for whatever happens. We're used to getting the job done, mm-hmm. you know, regardless of what the weather is like. So I think that is an advantage.
That Newfoundland race, it's something to have a movie. That's I think you could mold that into some sort of screenplay there.
Oh, there you go. If I was into writing screenplays. But.
Something like that. Yes. I don't know. Just it's just such a peculiar, you know, let's have a race in a hurricane.
Pretty much on top of an exposed hill in the middle of a hurricane. And the day before when we went to look at the course, it was, I mean, I've seen it quite foggy, but I've never seen it that foggy. Like we parked, the parking lot was right beside the course, and we didn't know which direction to go because you couldn't see anything. You couldn't see, you know, three cars over. So
you didn't have the foghorn at the start line.
Yeah. But then the next day, obviously with the wind, we got to the course and we're like, oh wow, this is totally different. I had no idea when we were here yesterday that this is mm-hmm. what this looked like. So yeah, it was interesting, but again, our guys ran well on the
day.
Well,
challenging conditions, and I think that was our best ever result at Nationals.
Yeah, by far. So.
Fifth?
Sixth.
Sixth at Nationals. Yeah. But anyhow, that's all great signs, and it sounds like we have another great athlete that's ready to grind it out on the trails of Northwestern Ontario and wherever Lakehead will take him.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, includes Minnesota.
The one thing with being where we're from, we get the opportunity to race all over the place. I mean, you know, we're in Boston for a meet. We're often in Montreal for a meet, all over Ontario, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Manitoba. So yeah, it'll be interesting. And then, you know, maybe even California.
Maybe even, so yeah, just to wrap things up for the Patterson announcement, a big congrats to Derek Patterson. Congrats on choosing Lakehead and joining the pack of Thunderwolves. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Derek.